Welcome to the Allow Love Show, the last one for 2017. Amazing. This is Mary.
And this is Rod.
And we're delighted you're here. Rod is a trance channel, meaning his consciousness is entirely gone. And the being who's most appropriate for today's callers and listeners will come through, or else who's most appropriate for what's going on in the world. That happens also. And we get no advance notice, so it's just really good, great fun. Okay? So, let's get started.
Hello, dear one. This is Aswan.
Aswan. Arturian?
Agarthan.
Agarthan. Okay, Aswan the Agarthan, welcome.
Thank you.
Do you have a message? It's been a while since you've been on the show. Thank you for coming. Do you have a message for our callers and listeners? Okay, our guest today is Aswan the Agarthan, and his message is, before the new year, he recommends cleaning out your beliefs. Do you want to add to that, please?
I recommend that everybody take their beliefs out one at a time, look at them thoroughly, to see if they still serve you. If they do not, let them go.
Okay, that's very good advice. Maybe not easy for everybody to follow. Do you have any hints to people on how to do that? Because some people may not even know they have a belief that's not serving them.
One can use imaginary scenarios to determine what their beliefs are.
Okay, any further hint than that? Or is that the best? That's the best we get.
Yes.
Okay, all right, very good. Cindy, welcome.
First, I'd like to ask a couple questions for my friend Velvet, and then for myself, and then some other questions. Mary, I'm getting feedback. I don't know if it's on my phone or for everybody. Velvet's son is currently in prison. He has not been charged for anything. And they keep saying he's going to be released, and he's not. And now the feds have come in and told him they want him to plea bargain for 10 years to be in prison. And if not, he'll have to stay in for 25 years.
Cindy?
What?
I missed the name of the person that this is
His
about.
His name is Tom. Velvet's son, Tom.
Tom?
Tom, like in Thomas.
Okay. And your question is about whether to plea bargain or not?
Well, that, or he has not been charged with a crime, and they're holding him in prison. So, what should he do?
What country is he in?
It's the United States. And he has a court-assigned attorney who's worthless.
Okay, can you be of help here with that bit of information?
My recommendation is that he get the help and support of the American Civil Liberties Union.
Okay. American Civil Liberties. Okay. And for people like Tom, with all the changes coming, when will people like him be released from jails and prison that are shouldn't be there for minor dinky crimes?
You're looking at about a year.
Okay. Okay. And then Velvet is two men have come into her life. She was told about 3 or 4 months ago a man would come into her life and that she would be moving north. The one man's name is Eric, and approximately her age, and the other man, his name is Ronnie, and he's a lot younger than her. Are either one of these going to be a long-term relationship, such as living together and as a lover?
The first.
Eric. Okay.
Yes.
And will he be moving to Arizona to live, or will she be moving to Colorado to live there with him?
The latter.
Okay, so she'll be going to Colorado. So is there an approximate time when she would be going there?
Valentine's.
Oh, wow. That's quick. So this is a long-term committed relationship, and they will be lovers?
Indeed.
Oh, cool. She had a long-term relationship, but there was no loving in there, physical or otherwise. Okay. So now this is a question for me. On December 23rd, I left the kitchen, and the next thing I knew, I felt like I was coming back into my body, and I was struggling to get up off the dining room floor. And when I did, I saw all this blood on the floor. And what I'd done is hit my head and split the skin, and all this blood was coming out. So my question is, how did I fall? Did I slip? Did I pass out?
You passed out, my dear.
And why did I pass out?
Your thought pattern led you to do that.
And why did my thought pattern lead me to do that?
It took you down a path in which that was the end.
I had an option to leave my body and the planet?
No.
Then I don't understand.
Your mind went into a thought pattern that took you to a place where you passed out.
Oh, okay. So it wasn't a chemical imbalance or anything like that. It just, my mind decided to go elsewhere.
Well, it went down this path that I spoke of.
Okay. Okay, I'm still not getting it. Okay, and then how long?
Pardon? Okay.
So what am I supposed to have learned by this fall?
Watch what you think better.
I was thinking about cleaning the table. Okay. And then how long was I unconscious on the floor?
About 20 minutes.
Wow, that's a long time. So
yes,
did I physically leave my body?
For a bit.
And where did I go?
You just washed yourself.
Ah.
You washed
okay.
your body.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's it on personal questions. There's been some comments about a plane that had taken off from L.A. and it had to turn around, and they were about 4 hours out flying away, and they turned around. One source, the media says it was because of one person wasn't supposed to be on that plane. Another source, Natasha, she says it was 4 people that they had removed from the plane. Is it accurate that 4 people had to be removed from the plane? They were told to leave the plane?
Correct.
And were these 4 people some of the bad guys or gals trying to leave the United States when they're going to be arrested?
Well, why would you say that?
Because of all the indictments going on. Okay. And then Natasha also said that if I remember the number correctly, there were 3 other airports that had some planes detained because certain passengers were trying to leave the United States, and they're some of the ones to be arrested. Is this accurate?
Yes.
And with Natasha, I'm assuming you might know who I'm talking about. I'm picturing her in my mind. How reliable of a source is she?
Pretty good.
Could you give us a percentage?
87.25%.
87.25%. Okay. And then talking about the supposed SpaceX launch, was that actually a SpaceX rocket being launched, or was this a Galactic Family spacecraft people were seeing in the sky over the western part of the United States?
The latter.
Okay. And whose craft was it? Palladians, Arcturians? Who?
Pleiadians.
Yes. Okay, and then it's also been in the news that supposedly China and Russia launched space missiles. Is that accurate, or were those spacecraft that people were seeing from our family?
They launched.
Sorry, I didn't get... You sort of broke
they launched
up.
There.
I didn't get your... Oh, they did launch. So, okay. That's all I have at the moment. Thank you very much. Am I saying this correctly?
You're very, very Aswan? Welcome.
Is it Aswan?
Aswan.
Or Aswan?
Aswan.
Yes. Okay. Well, thank you very much for being here.
My pleasure.
Bye-bye.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you, Cindy. Just to clarify for people who are not familiar with your name, is it Oswan? Is that correct?
Aswan.
Okay. Very good. Okay. And can you tell us something about Agartha and where you live and what it's like?
Crystalline in nature. So there's much crystalline structures in our walls. And we have illumination that will blow your mind.
Well, the crystals can reflect light, can they not?
Yes.
And amplify the light? So,
indeed.
So that would be the illumination, our one illumination source?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So would this be like, I have a friend who manufactures crystal blankets where the crystals, I think 80-some different kinds of crystals are crushed to something very fine and are woven into the blankets, which then, and the blankets feel like regular blankets. They're soft. There's nothing sharp or unpleasant about them. And yet they have the benefit when they're on the body of providing crystalline energy. Is that not right?
Correct.
Correct. Okay. Very good. And so this is an unusual thing, but this would be a step in the right direction toward all the new benefits when there are more crystals in our lives. Is that not right?
That's correct.
Okay. Okay, beautiful. All right, wonderful. Getting back to the plane that was turned back. You just said one person. Now, this had to be ridiculous. It said one person had a United Airlines ticket, and this was not a United Airlines flight. You don't get on a plane with a wrong ticket. That is crazy.
No.
So when you said there were four people actually trying to leave the United States that didn't belong on that plane, is that what you were saying?
There were four people that didn't belong in the plane because they were trying to escape justice.
Okay. Okay. But they had legitimate tickets. They had legitimate tickets.
Yes.
They bought the tickets. They were able to get through onto the plane. And then somebody in the airlines or whatever spotted the names on the manifest?
Authorities looking over the manifest spotted them and said, no.
No. Because, I mean, the whole idea of turning all those people back from a flight from L.A. to Tokyo 4 hours into it for one person with the wrong ticket, that is insane. You don't inconvenience 100 and or 200 whatever people for somebody who, I mean, that's just ridiculous. So the real truth is the four people that got nailed, yes?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, that's good to know. And this has happened to other planes, has it not?
It has.
Okay. And one of my clients says that all planes that have to be returned, that everything in the air, if you know where to look, it's all public knowledge. Who's in the air, what flights, where they are, because of the technology now that anybody can actually access this information if they know where to go. Is that true?
That is so.
So you can see all the planes that get turned back every day.
Yes.
So have there been several other planes with people trying to escape that have been turned back as well?
There have been some.
Some. Okay. So the authorities are paying attention at least to some degree?
Yes.
Okay. Have some people actually escaped that didn't get nailed by the authorities?
No.
Oh, good. Oh, that's good news. All right. Great. Okay. Excellent. Okay. So you said Natasha is 87.25%, correct? So when she talks about the Nevada filings in federal court for the sealed indictments, is this correct?
It is correct.
Okay. And is it up around 10,000 or so now?
Yes.
Okay, all in.
I believe you were told in the past it would be.
Yes, it was. I was told it would be just under 10,000, but they may have discovered some new people as people sang, shall we say, like canaries?
Yes.
So there were new people to add to that list, right?
Yes.
Okay, that's awesome. Now, it's my understanding this would be done in Nevada because Nevada, of all the 50 states, has the most retention of a sovereign state status more than any other state. Is that true?
That is so.
So this is why a lot's going on in Nevada that is positive because they have retained more sovereignty as a state, which every state was originally meant to be sovereign, and they gave up their sovereignty to the federal government. But Nevada didn't, did it?
Correct.
Okay, smart Nevada. Although, why would they elect? Okay, hello again, everybody. I apologize for the phone reception. I've had problems all day for no apparent reason. So we apologize for the break in service here. Brad, you're on the line?
Yes, wonderful. Thank you. And am I talking to a wonderful entity or being in the inner earth or hollow earth?
I am from the inner earth, yes.
And what do you consider yourself in a certain dimension? I mean, the fifth, sixth, seventh? What sphere or dimension do you term yourself in?
Seventh.
Yes, and have you ever had a life up on the human plane, well, the earthly plane of 3D?
I have had lives on the surface and on the inner part of the earth.
So you have been on the surface, okay. But my question I would is about working with light and working with a light and angels of light. So if I call forth angels of light with the power of the I am presence, the I am that I am, and the angels of light to illuminate the oxygen that I am breathing in with the brilliant white light of the Creator, and I'm doing this with intention on the in-breath and the out-breath, am I being successful, or is it just a waste of time?
You are successful.
So there's actually angelic beings of light assisting me to illuminate the oxygen that I'm breathing in into my body, correct?
Yes.
So it would be a worthy thing to continue.
It will work for you, dear.
Okay, and then I also work with gold light and platinum rays of brilliant silver and white light. Are those continue as well?
Indeed.
And are you have an awareness of Archangel Lord Metatron? Is he the keeper of the platinum ray?
No, there is another dear one.
Okay, because when I go into my being and I call forth an energy line of communication to the keepers of the platinum ray, my whole body shivers and tingles, and it's like I've made a connection when I call upon the keepers of the platinum ray. So does that mean when those tingles just shoot through my body, does that mean I've made a connection with the keepers of the platinum ray?
Yes.
Wonderful. So continue as well?
It would serve you to.
Yes, please. Okay, and then one more quick subject. You were did live upon the top of the earth in the 3D world? Or have a life?
I had a lifetime there, yes.
Okay, so my question is that, you know, we can't always be perfect. I mean, so there is times when our words or our actions are out of harmony with love and truth, So my question is a question of repentance. So were there processes that that you went through because maybe you said words that were out of harmony with love and truth? Is there anything that you can expand on? The word might not be repentance, but is there anything that you can expand on? Maybe Ho'oponopono, how we can clear up when our words or thoughts or actions were out of harmony with love and truth?
Speaking your truth out loud is the most potent thing.
Yes, but if in this 3D life we spoke our truth out loud, but it hurt other people, it was unloving to the other people, and so I'm suggesting that maybe with Ho'oponopono or some kind of repentance, how can I clean up my actions if I hurt another person? And I'm actually speaking about the spirit world as well, so that I can move up to higher spheres. So I want to clean up my thoughts, words, and actions. So can you give me any processes, or whether it's Ho'oponopono or repentance, is there anything you can say to assist me to clean up my past words that were unloving to other people?
Ask for forgiveness.
And are you familiar with Ho'oponopono?
Yes, I am. That works as well.
And how much... okay, so let's just... let's just say that... For instance, I slapped a young girl. I didn't really slap a girl, but so I embrace that with Ho'oponopono from the Lord God of my being. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me and thank you. How much percent am I erasing what I did? How much percent am I really truly clearing my actions? Am I clearing my... If I truly embrace what I did with Ho'oponopono, am I clearing out 80%, 50%? How much am I cleaning up my past for that one action that I did, for instance, slapping that girl, and then I embraced it with Ho'oponopono? I mean, I could give you something that I really did, but just can you give me a rough figure of how much percent am I cleaning my past when I really embrace something with Ho'oponopono?
The same percentage that your intent is.
Wow. So how do I get the 100% intent?
That's all up to you. That's choice.
Oh, okay. All right. And one last quick question about the spirit world on the earth.
Yes.
Do other planets have their own spirit world, or is this spirit world kind of set up just for this earth? The heaven and the spirit world. So we go to a spirit world. It's not just one spirit world for all 100 planets. Does each planet have their own spirit world or heaven?
Each creation has its own.
I sensed that completely. Okay. Now, so if somebody's a murderer, they go to a certain level in this spirit world. They go to a lower level. There is no hell, but they go to a lower level, correct? Because if they were killing people?
call the astral plane.
Yes. So how can... I'm so curious about how I can move up in the spirit world to higher, go up to the next, up to the next. And that's my final question. If you can just give me some insight on how I can move up in the astral plane, the spirit world, how I can go up from the lowest first sphere up to the second to the third so that I can get to the, you know, fifth, sixth, seventh. Can you give me some insight as my final question?
It is directly related to how effectively you love yourself.
How you love yourself?
Yes.
Okay. Wonderful. Thank you. And any last message for me, this being that I am?
It doesn't have to be hard.
Thank you, and wonderful.
You're welcome.
Goodbye. Thank you. Namaste.
Thank you, Brad. Okay, we have the pleasure of talking to... with Aswan today. Agarthan lives in Inner Earth, where much is crystals and crystalline, so there's much light. Very exciting, and we're going to get to see that, are we not?
You are.
Those of us who choose. Yes. Great. Great, great. Okay. It's my understanding that the general population, no matter what level of understanding they have of what's going on, that there's a general... kind of a discomfort that would be an energetic thing, but it's based on the fact that there really is a war going on. It's not war like World War One, World War Two, where it's all announced and so forth, but this is a war between the deep state, the shadow government, and Trump, who's doing a great job of cleaning it up, is he not? And so
yes, he is.
People sense there's a lot of stuff going on, even if they haven't yet chosen to inform themselves of details. Can you speak to that?
It's the unease that they feel.
Okay.
And that is everywhere on the planet.
Yes.
But they're feeling that is a good thing because it has the potential to lead them to awakening.
Yes. Yes, this is true, because if everybody thinks everything's just fine, there's no progress. There's no waking up. There's no
zero
awareness of new ways of looking at things. Yes. Okay, so this is a good thing. And this is felt across the planet?
It is. There's no possibility that...
Okay, we're back, everybody. Thank you for hanging in there with our little technical challenge here, which we have absolutely no idea why it's going on, unless there's some nasties involved. That's always possible. But it's been going on all day. This phone. So, can you speak to the source of information called Q and give us whatever is allowable about Q, the authenticity, and the information?
This is a group of people who are closely connected with your president. And therefore, the information is extremely good.
It is very good. We just have to decipher it. It's very clever. So it takes a little deciphering, but that makes people think, which is wonderful. Yes. Okay, very good. One of the things that has surfaced most recently is that wonderful, huge painting of General Washington crossing... Thank you.
Okay, I'll repeat the question in case it got missed. Again, I apologize for our technical problem. The painting of Washington, General Washington, crossing the Delaware the night, Christmas night, 1776, in order to attack the British at Trenton by surprise on the following day morning, December 26th. And that's where the Revolutionary War turned in favor of the U.S. And that painting has now been out, covered many places, and it's absolutely gorgeous. It's huge. I believe it hangs in the National Gallery in Washington, D.C., and it's huge. I mean, it's maybe 10 or 12 feet high and 15, 16 feet wide. It's magnificent. Can you speak to that?
Yes, well, it was a courageous moment in your birth of your country,
mm-hmm.
and you have one of those going on right now, too.
Right now, yes. And fortunately, our brave military are better equipped, hopefully safer, for at least for the most part. And that was that was a horrendously courageous move. And of course, it only worked to a point. We never got totally free of Britain. But it was a big step in the right direction at the time, yes. So, okay. So that is good. Okay. It's my understanding that Delta Force, not just the Marines, are actively involved. Now, I know all the military was called up, retired for 10 years or less, or in the active. So they're on hold, more or less, or making some moves. Is Delta Force working alongside the Marines, or they have their separate assignments?
Separate assignments, Chairman.
Okay. But all geared toward taking out the deep state, the shadow government, et cetera, and the arrest.
Yes, all led by Trump.
Yes. Yes. Okay. So the Delta Force now, the Marines do always report to the president, whereas the rest of the military does not. Has the Delta Force, which I believe is Army, has they now been assigned to the president, or they're working through the general that they would normally report to?
We're working through.
Through. But it's all working together harmoniously.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Very, very good. It came across my email today about the Rittman Library in Amsterdam has received a £300,000 donation at some point in the recent past. It's just new to me, from Dan Brown, the author of several wonderful books that are just another contribution to bringing us forward into the new world, as I understand it. And they're going to be able to post open source thousands of occult manuscripts that deal with all kinds of wonderful old information, astrology and spirituality, and maybe Earth's true history and some other things. Can you speak to this?
Yes, there are many gems in this collection.
And the way I read the email, it wouldn't be possible to read all this stuff if you were alive for 100 years and did it full time. Is it that much? It's very extensive, is it not?
It is.
It's huge. So people could take it in pieces with the areas that they're most interested in. But it's all open source. Are we not headed toward open source on everything eventually?
That's you are, my dear.
Yes. Okay. Maybe within the next two, three, four years?
Maybe so.
Maybe so. Maybe longer for some things, but a lot of it. How about open source free energy, open source engineering projects, open source personal transportation, open source health information? I mean,
there's a tremendous amount that is going to be available to you. Yes.
So the old system of patents and money earned for successful experiments is all going to fade gradually away. Is that true?
Possible gradual.
But eventually.
Yeah.
We're headed toward full open source.
Yes.
Okay. Well, this reading this today brought up my... Okay, we're back. Osman has definitely nailed this Escobar interference. So, guys, why don't you just go have dinner somewhere and forget us. Leave us alone. That would be a really nice thing to do and might save your butt, depending on whether you've got sealed indictments or not. I was talking about a man named Jeremy, one of my private charitable foundations. His foundation is We Do, a world everyone dreams of, as a collaborative, global-wide, open-source communication system for everybody who wants to talk to anybody else about free energy or about health issues or about a gardening with, you know, obviously non-GMO stuff, anything open to allow for global collaboration between inventors and people with ideas that they aren't sure how to invent. This sounds like a wonderful thing, and this is a step in the right direction, is it not?
It is indeed.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so I feel Jeremy is one we will definitely support, depending on what he's accomplished and what where he's headed, which I have to determine just what that is, because he's had his foundation for like 3 or 4 years. So that's very exciting. Okay. The Bundy trial, I understand it was dismissed, but the implication from one source was that it was dismissed where it could be brought back again, which the judge did to protect herself from serious retaliation. Another source says it's dismissed permanently. Can you speak to this?
It is permanent.
Dismissed permanently?
Yes.
Oh, so the judge was extra courageous?
Yes.
Oh, that is awesome. Now, we know the judge had some encouragement. Stay at the foot of her bed in the middle of the night be sure that she did not have these people prosecuted. But she went the whole way. That is very courageous.
She is.
That is awesome. All right. So that is good. Apparently, there's a report, I do not know about its veracity, of Rosie O'Donnell trying to bribe Flake and Collins to vote against the tax bill, which just passed, I believe last week, but then attacking Paul Ryan, who's, I understand, on the nasty side as opposed to the good side. That's an inconsistency. Are these true, or is Rosie just not thinking clearly, or what?
There's confusion and misinformation, both in those communications.
Okay, so we don't know the real situation. Okay, okay. So she's probably confused. People who don't have a clear guidance as to what's right and wrong when you get into politics, hard sometimes to discern what's right and what's wrong because there's so much misinformation. But in there is good information as well. So maybe she's caught in that kind of trap? Or
some of that.
Some of that. Okay. All right. There's a new email by Stu Webb and Tom Hennigan naming names in indictments for 9/11 nasty actions. I have never trusted Tom Hennigan. I was told he was a CIA disinformation specialist. I do not know if that's true. Can you speak to Stu Webb and Tom Hennigan and how valid their information is?
Well, let's put it this way. If you needed some assistance on the toilet, you could use that information there.
Okay, so that's, I'll use my delete key on that email, shall I not? Yes. Okay. Very clear. All right. There's a source called Montegraph that says the Julian Assange files that were released are fake. But Montegraph, I'm not familiar with at all. Can you tell us, see a mixed bag or mostly nasty or good or whatever?
This is a good guy.
A good guy. Okay. Now, we know when you say good guy, it doesn't mean that they're 100% right. Hardly anybody is 100% right on everything. It's just not possible for a human to have that position right now. So is it in the 80s somewhere, early 90s, or percentage-wise? Percentage?
Lower 80s.
Lower 80s. Okay. Well, that's actually pretty good compared to some people. Yes.
Yes.
Okay. All right. And did Assange really release 700 terabytes of information, which hardly anybody can even begin to download because it's such a huge volume? Or did he break it up? Or what's going on with the Assange release?
It is as posted.
It is?
Yes.
About 700 terabytes? That means there's very limited access until some good person is able to download, or can it be downloaded in pieces?
Somebody would have to break it up, wouldn't they?
They'd have to break it up. Now, there are people capable of that, are there not? So eventually, will it get broken up in pieces so that it can be accessed by those who are paying attention?
Yes.
Okay, somebody's working on that now, maybe?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, that's great. I mean, even our webmaster, who is a magical, incredible, knowledgeable person, said he can't even handle that, all right?
Right.
Even with his own servers and so forth. So, okay. Very good.
That's a lot of memory.
It's unimaginable. It's like the human mind trying to contemplate the universe. It's just doesn't happen. It just doesn't work. Right. Got that. Okay. So, Eric Schmidt stepping down from Google, but he didn't step down. He stepped to the side to work on something that would keep Google going from the back end. Is that not true?
That is so.
Okay. Not a good guy, right?
Duh.
Duh. Okay. Same with McCabe. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes. All right. It's my understanding that there have been a number of arrests of the people who have sealed indictments. Maybe not that many yet, but that there are also some that resisted arrest and thus were taken out. True?
That is so.
Okay. And that means that the sealed indictments were so good, so solid, so clear about their guilt, that the teams had the right to simply take them out if they resisted and were going to create a problem for the teams trying to do the good.
Correct.
Correct. Okay. All right. The rocket, I missed some of what Cindy asked, but the SpaceX rocket that went sideways, supposedly, instead of up. You said it was really a Palladian ship. Is that true?
That is so.
Okay, so was there an actual rocket firing, or the whole SpaceX thing was just made up?
It was an attempt by the powers that be to paint it acceptable.
So the powers that be, meaning the new ones, the old ones, so they knew that the Pleiadian ship would be there?
No. This was after the fact.
Okay. So there was an attempt to shoot off a rocket? Yes? Okay. I'm confused. I'm sorry.
No. There was a ship took this path they speak of.
Yes, sideways.
Sideways.
Yes.
Yes. And the powers that be
said, oh, we can't let people think about that. We have to call this a rocket.
Okay. So, but they publicized it ahead of when it happened. How would they know? This is the old, this is the powers that soon were, not the good power, not the new powers. How would they know that there would be a Pleiadian ship right there?
They had information.
Okay, so this was a whole setup.
Yes.
Basically, that was the whole thing. It was a setup.
Yes.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. All right. I'm sorry. Okay. All right. Very good. Okay, one last thing. Can you speak to the blue snow in St. Petersburg and in Putin's hometown?
It was a blessing.
A blessing. Okay. What's on the web is a chemical. Not true, right?
Not true.
So the blessing, was this done by the Pleiadians or some such?
Angels.
Angels. Oh. And so what's the significance of it being blue as opposed to violet or purple, et cetera?
Blue is the basic color of your planet.
Yes, it is. We are a blue planet. That is true. So they were honoring the planet, honoring Putin, yeah, honoring St. Petersburg, which is a very special place, is it not?
Yeah.
And apparently everybody just took it in stride and started shoveling. And yeah, okay, it's pretty blue. No big deal, right? Okay. Did anybody understand what it was?
There were some people who did.
Some. All right, that's good. All right. All right, it looks like our time is pretty well up. Aswan, thank you so very much. Do you have any last words for our callers and listeners?
Be true to yourself.
Ooh, I like that. All right. Thank you so very much. We're very grateful for your presence. And it looks like my announcement to the cabal said, okay, we'll quit because we've had 10 or 12 minutes of uninterrupted. Thank you again. We're very grateful.
Most welcome.
Namaste.
Namaste.